there's a large amount of data that is accumulated in 1 to 2 hours of static surveying, considering that there are more than one receiver operating simultaneously, and of course many satellites. As I've mentioned, the fact that someone must occupy a point for a continuous period with static surveying to achieve good results might lead one to think that the problem is getting the accuracy, in other words, the fractional initial phase, which in fact happens almost immediately. It is, as I've pointed out, the cycle ambiguity problem that usually takes the time to resolve at all receivers so that all baselines can be correctly determined. The receiver doesn't need the long session to make the fine distinction. It needs the long session to solve the integer number of cycles between itself and the satellites, the so-called cycle ambiguity problem. In fact, it is unique handling of precisely this difficulty that allows kinematic method to achieve high accuracy with very short occupation times. But of course, it must be remembered that with kinematic surveying, the receiver can achieve this initialization and solve this cycle ambiguity by virtue of the fact that it's receiving a correction signal from a base station that knows exactly where it is. In the static application, the receiver must resolve this phase ambiguity anew with each occupation, so the sessions are long. But in kinematic method, the receiver resolves the phase ambiguity once and only once at the beginning of the project, and then keeping continuous lock, it's solved throughout the work. But a real-time kinematic can initialize so quickly because it has this this correction signal available to it.